But that's just me.
Dream of the sweet, sweet pot.
I don't think that there's one person in the audience.
This is the biggest hook I've ever made.
Coming up at 8 o'clock that I've got two guests on the hook for, and there was a problem, so I was on the business phone trying to take care of it. I didn't hear the directive. I saw the phones light up, so I figured it was a standard, you know, 20th caller or whatever.
Well,
so
even if it was the 20th caller, right, wouldn't you have asked?
And also, most of the calls were not nice. They weren't arable. Lots of profanity, expletives.
That's
and
okay.
And I was like, do you think you can say that without swearing? No. And they hung up. I kept going, trying to get something decent. And then you took the first call, and that's what happened.
There's the phones are ringing.
All right.
Still. How come I picked up a random line, and it was a girl who loved the song?
Here.
Because God has given you a gift.
Annie, did you talk to Calandro at all?
No, she did not.
No.
Now, let me ask you a question. If you were working and your job was to pick up the telephones and you were in another room and you didn't understand what the DJ just said, what would your next move have been?
I would probably ask.
Yeah, you would have walked into the room and asked?
Yes.
Here's how it goes. I have a phone by me like the one that Calandro has in his. Hang on one second. Make sure there's no line up. Don Miller Morning Show, do you like it or not? Do you like the song Polyphonic Free or do you not like it? You like it. Hang on one second.
Yeah, there you go.
Done. All right, there's one. Okay,
no, don't worry about doing any more.
That's what you do
because it's so difficult.
Yeah,
I can't believe I'm doing a bit.
Yeah, but Wally, it's not as easy as that because you didn't work in all the political takes. You did not work in what's on Neil Bortz's website this
Touché.
Morning. You got a lot of stuff you didn't cover. That.
Leslie was at was at the Cure listening party on Monday night, and people were coming up to her and saying that Calandro is mean on the telephones when they call in. And
I was very upset about that.
And Leslie confronted Calandro, and you don't even deny it.
Well, it depends. I mean, it's like, seriously, if they're going to bust my balls or if they can't answer a simple directive or can't accomplish that, I mean, I don't have time for it. You guys want interesting phone calls, right?
Right.
If you want stiff,
listen,
I'll give you stiff
listen,
all day.
There's a difference between I want you to be, what I want you to be is economical on the phone.
Right, exactly.
And if that means hanging up on
being
someone, I don't have any problem with
right.
you hanging up on someone.
Okay.
But you don't have to be mean to people. Just they said that you can yell. You yell at them, and you.
I don't yell at people. I don't yell.
It's
at people.
As simple as this.
I don't know. We have audio of you telling somebody to f off. So.
Well, yeah, that's because you gave me a 40 winner call thing, and there, you know, people are calling and effing with me.
I will grant you, there are some people who call up who probably need that. You know,
yeah,
told
exactly.
them. But I have been told by people who work here who have said to me, you know, I was walking by the office. Have you ever heard Calandro? You know, talk to listeners. I've heard that. I've heard.
I mean, right, so I understand you got to be curt, but...
Huh? Like, all right, I'll...
I don't even care if you're mean.
Line.
If you're mean to listeners, that's one thing to work on, but let's first work on the fact that you will sit there in the room for 5 minutes not realizing what's going on.
Right. You know, but seriously, I mean, all you had to do was pick up the radio.
I said it on the radio.
Right, because I was on the phone, like I said.
But I was on the radio talking.
I understand that. I try to listen every second I get when I was on
but,
the phone.
But if you didn't understand,
podcast,
why didn't you ask me?
Right.
It's not my responsibility to talk to you about that.
All right, I'll concede that point. I should have made an inquiry. All right,
I mean, do you understand that it's not the nicest feeling in the world when you're doing a bit that requires phone calls?
Interaction, there's nothing on the screen. I understand.
And there's nothing going on.
I felt like you were left in the lurch.
Well, I asked Wally and Jimmy to comment on something, and they're not paying any attention to what I'm saying. So
that's not true.
We were setting it up.
I'm looking right at Wally, and I'm like, there's some controversy with the song, and he looks at me. Jimmy's on the phone, and he's on the computer. No,
I'm listening to Todd on the hotline, finding out where Sparks is, and I'm waiting for you to give me something to bite on.
That's another thing. No answering the hotline in studio. That's another thing. Calandro, please answer the hotline.
All right. Jimmy typically answers it, so if I don't want answer, only the hotline is up.
I don't want anyone answering the hotline but you. And I want you to, and if it takes you staring at the telephone for 4 hours, I want you to stare at the telephone for 4 hours.
I agree with that.
I'm sitting here talking on the air.
Yeah.
No one's paying attention to me. Todd's talking on the hotline because no one's picking it up, and he's talking. He's on mic talking into the telephone, and I'm sitting here trying to talk. Doing a show with 450,000 people listening, but no one in the room finds me interesting enough to pay attention.
Here's what I'm going to do as a result of this conversation. Over the weekend, I'm going to write a morning show request line protocol, a tip to the listeners, so when you're calling the show, things to do so I can expedite things and get interesting.
I just want you to listen to the show.
Calls. I know.
Oh, now it's the listener's fault that you're rude?
That's not their fault, but sometimes, seriously, there's things that listeners can do. Like, when they call up and they want to contribute and they give me a whole setup as to what's going on, I'm like, I know what's going on. I'm listening to the show.
Yes.
State your point.
Well, you don't. They don't know what's going. They don't know that you know what's going on because they see your inane inability to not answer the telephones.
Well, for them, they should operate under that assumption, and that'll make things a lot easier.
You put that on your webpage about.
Yeah. What are you, how are you going to get this information out?
Or put it on his webpage, which gets about one hit a century.
That's right. Yeah. Put that on there.
So you admit you're wrong.
Yes, I admit.
Okay, and please, this is not, this one's not your fault, but please answer the hotline.
Of course.
Because it's very distracting when people answer the hotline in studio.
All right, yes.
All right. All right, we're going to take a break, and everyone's going to calm down. And Polyphonics, Bree, have to be happy. We took one phone call. The woman loved it.
That was a very scientific poll.
And then, and then Wally picked up the phone call, another phone call, and they loved it. So there, there you go. Everyone apparently loves Polyphonics.
Go see
Bree.
The band next Saturday.
Yeah, there you go. And buy tickets. It's brought to you by Budweiser True Music.
With our compliments.
Can't answer the telephone. You should have told me on the radio what was going on. Oh, I apologize for being under the assumption that you knew. I'm just kidding, man.
Even Leslie was like five offices away and managed to hear Polyphonic Spree. You're either going to love it or hate it. Beeline's in here.
Yeah, she came
face a scowling.
Yeah, she was pissed, but it ended up working out wonderfully.
Yeah, it worked out in your favor, Leslie.
It's not for everyone. The song may not be for everyone, but the live show is killer.
So. That's right. It's 30 guys on I'm telling
in
you,
robes.
People want to see it. Believe me, people want to see it. They do.
No, and apparently they want to hear it, too. Or at least two people.
Well, everyone liked the song, so there you go. It was the first time we played it on the morning show. I was trying to do something and just leave it to Calandro to ruin everything.